This week, Adobe Photoshop turned 25 years old. Thomas Knoll started working on the photo editing software with his brother in the late 80s.
It was originally a project that my brother and I were doing together for our own mutual use and enjoyment. It was not intended until a couple months into the process that we would even try to make it into a commercial application.
In 1987, Thomas Knoll started making digital tools for image processing as part of a PhD program. His brother John was working as a camera operator for George Lucas's Industrial Light and Magic. John saw computer graphics as the future of special effects. He soon realized that a lot of people would want to get their hands on this image processing technology.
He said, "Would you mind if I showed this around? I think I can sell this." So he spent a lot of time driving around Silicon Valley doing demos of the very early versions of Photoshop, trying to find a company that would be interested in publishing it.
Adobe was that company. They acquired the rights and published Adobe Photoshop 1.0 on February 19, 1990. 25 years later, Adobe Photoshop is still the industry standard for photo editing software.
There was image processing programs on the market already when released, but when users compared them, they found Photoshop to be both the most powerful and the easiest to use. So we managed to dominate the market because of that.
Anyone who needs to analyze or alter photos uses Photoshop. Graphic designers, photographers, even doctors and medical examiners. It's so commonplace that in 2006, the Oxford English Dictionary added Photoshop as a verb. Knoll says it's important to keep in mind, image manipulation wasn't invented by Photoshop.
There were previously very sophisticated people in darkrooms who could do very good photo composites that you couldn't tell from reality. What Photoshop did was sort of democratize that ability.
The cover shows a magically resurrected Princess Diana as she might look at 50.
It's an ad showing fake photos of world leaders kissing.
I don't understand why magazines feel the need to Photoshop models to make them look even smaller.
There can now be no doubt within the international community that Iran possesses the ability to Photoshop images.
A lot of the uses of Photoshop are wonderful and creative. There are a few uses where people are being unethical with it. And like any tool, it's not the fault of the tool that happens.
And Knoll sees a positive side to the pervasiveness of Photoshop.
It certainly raises awareness that you can't trust an image as truth without having other means of verification. People have a more healthy skepticism when they see photography.
Over the years, Thomas Knoll says there have been upgrades to Photoshop that have surprised even him, like a feature that seamlessly fills in the background when you cut someone out of a photo. He's not willing to make specific predictions, but he guarantees there are more surprises in store.
When Photoshop first came out, computers were about 1 million times as slow as the computers of today. As computers continue to get faster, more things will become possible.